Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
You start finding yourself lying down at the base of a tree, looking up, and there's a star field there, and there's a short guided meditation that brings your attention to your body and then invites you to begin toning with your voice. Long tones like, ooh. Now that right there, tone, breathe, that's the whole interaction with Sound Self. And you might be surprised just how much richness there is in that.
Hi everyone, I'm Jason, a journalist on the Pixel Sift team. You know, games are a great way to escape from the pressures of the real world, and many people turn to meditation to relax their minds and combat stress or anxiety. Where the two meet is Andromeda Entertainment's brand new game, Sound Self, a Technodelic. Sound Self has you interacting with colourful visuals and meditative sounds, using nothing more than your voice as a controller. Robin Arnott is the CEO of Andromeda Entertainment, and he took me through what went into making the game, as well as his inspiration and what to expect from the experience of Sound Self.
Sound Self is a transformative gaming experience. The game design started with an intuition, but I've realized since then, like, part of what makes it tick, you use the voice like this. It both slows down your breath, and it also, by vocalizing, you're actually literally vibrating across your vagus nerve. And your vagus nerve is a nerve that connects your brain and your lungs and your heart and your belly and your gut, and actually regulates the parasympathetic nervous system. So this is why Buddhist monks and Gregorian monks and religious practitioners across the centuries have been using chanting. You know, chanting is an incredibly effective mechanism for shifting your mental state. We've just, I guess you could say, gamified it. My inspiration for it came from actually a psychedelic experience I had years ago, and I just had this incredible insight, which has moved all of my professional work since then, which is that transformative experiences, be them in the form of ceremony or psychedelics, all induce trance states, and video games induce trance states, and we can use the trance state of a video game to actually give a person a transformative experience. And what I mean by transformative experience is just an experience where you witness yourself and the universe in a way that is fundamentally different from how you're used to. We're using your voice and your body with game design to draw your attention inward and actually into a state of deep stillness. So we regularly have people coming out of this with being deeply emotionally moved without really understanding why. It's really just a different way of approaching game design, but drawing inspiration more from meditation practices and rituals than from other video games.
So without trying to sound like a skeptic, what's the sort of research or science behind the game?
Your skepticism is welcome and invited, because what I'm talking about is quite revolutionary and deserves to be met with skepticism. And I was skeptical as well when I was like, look, I had this insight, but you know, it wasn't until I started really seeing people have these phenomenal responses to it that I actually really believed what was happening. And then we started doing some research, because it's one thing to get people coming out of it comparing it to 5-MeO-DMT or to deeply meditative states they've had, and it's another thing to actually see what's going on in the brain. So we did a pilot study looking at people's brains under EEG and giving them the same questionnaires that the John Hopkins researchers have given people with their psilocybin research recently, and we found a very similar at least a response that's on the same curve as psilocybin, especially with unitive states of consciousness. I mean, people are reporting unitive states of consciousness with a similar regularity to psilocybin.
We're now a week on from the official launch. What has the feedback been like in this first week? Have you been seeing what you the sort of feedback you expected to see?
In our Steam community, I saw this wonderful, wonderful message from somebody who was really confused because he played Sound Self and he was smiling and laughing. And he, at the end of the experience, he cried, but he didn't know why. And it didn't make sense to him. So he thought that he was doing something wrong. And that was like, that was tremendously beautiful for me to read and very affirming because obviously transformative or meditative experiences like this, they go into your body and they move up emotions and they can touch into something without giving you a specific reason or story for doing that. It just moves something in you and you have an emotional response. So this was somebody who was having a strong emotional response, but he wasn't expecting it. So he was confused. And I actually really love seeing that.
Mindfulness is growing constantly, especially in Australia. A lot of schools are introducing mindfulness programs to help kids with anxiety. And I feel like this is a good extra step to sort of engage the community with mindfulness and perhaps a community that's not often targeted with mindfulness.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, mindfulness and meditation, these things are, they take practice, they take discipline. And there's something, how do I say, there's something totally magical about novelty and about pursuing something just for the sake of novelty. So I'm thinking about games, but I'm also thinking about cinema and any art, really. What we're pursuing is something to engage us and surprise us. And when we do it with an open heart. Often when you're just beginning a meditation practice, you're doing it because maybe you're trying to achieve some outcome or reduce your stress levels or something. It's not unconditional, but we almost always approach art from an unconditional place, which means we're really open-hearted to it. So I think that, you know, gamers are looking for surprise and just to be brought on a journey. I don't think there's any more powerful journey you could give someone, though, than a reflective journey, an inward journey, a transformative journey. These are incredibly memorable experiences, and they're also incredibly novel. So I mentioned before seeing Sound Self as kind of a Trojan horse. It speaks to this gamer interest in novelty, but it uses the tools of meditation and even ceremony and ritual to scratch that itch. So these transformative experiences, regardless of how they come, once you have that taste of something different, it gives you a different perspective to view your perception, to view your reality. So it's a great way, to me, it's a great way to kind of, I just like this Trojan horse metaphor, to kind of sneak something surprising and transformative into an audience of people who may not even recognize that that's what they're looking for when they're looking for surprise and novelty.
Now, the journey to making this game, sort of the build-up and the process, has it been a challenge?
It has been a challenge. It's been a long and sometimes arduous journey to make this. If you're making a first-person shooter, you stand on the shoulders of Half-Life and before that Doom and before that Wolfenstein 3D. You know, there's generations of people trying things and making mistakes that you're standing on. It's the same with platformers. We didn't really have that benefit of that history with making Sound Self. So we had a humongous history of ritual design and ceremony design and meditation design, you know, thousands and thousands of years for that. And that's incredibly rich. But in terms of the adaptation of that into video game space, there's really nothing out there. To do something that really adapts these ancient technologies like meditation into the incredibly sophisticated and modern technologies of a video game that takes advantage of all that sophistication without merely using it as a delivery mechanism, there's just no precedent for that. So it took years and years and years of trial and error, making mistakes, making really, really bad mistakes. So there's been deep, deep, deep journeys into places that just haven't worked. And it's taken a lot of integration work and a lot of study. And I really feel like I've become a student of Technodelics in this time as we've made this first one. Sure.
That was Robin Arnott there, the CEO of Andromeda Entertainment. Sound Self is available now on Steam, the Oculus Store, and direct through Andromeda's website. And if you enjoyed this episode, why not check out the written article, which includes pictures and video of Sound Self. You can find that, along with many other articles, videos, and podcasts, on our website at pixelsift.com.au. The music in this episode was Another World by Harris Heller. I'm Jason, and that's all for now. Until next time, have fun.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.